This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of us do not get the right amount of sleep. I blame my pets. I have a dog. I have three cats. And these guys are big pains in the butt. Cats are nocturnal. So, of course, they're going to bug me throughout the night when they want to eat, when they want to play. During the day, all they do is sleep and lie there with their legs open and just everybody looking at their tummy and their titties. And they don't care that we have an active household. But at night, when we're trying to sleep, that's when they're like, okay, well, let me cuddle up and let's play and let's tickle and feed me and where's my milk? No, no, that not happening. Well, last night, my dog ends up wanting to go and play. Apparently, there's this big club scene going on in my house after I go to bed. You know, you don't really see the animals most of the day. And then all of a sudden at night, everybody's downstairs and they're partying it up. And so the dog wants to join in. I'm like, you could do that. Just leave us alone. But she wants to go back up and down the bed. Sometimes she needs to rest. You know, they danced pretty hard, partied really hard. So she wants to rest in our bed. Then she goes back up and down. And then for some reason, she starts to sneeze. And she was like sneezing for about 5-10 minutes. And that went on. And so I really didn't sleep last night. It was ridiculous. I don't know why she was sneezing. I doubt there was any cocaine in this party. I don't know what these cats and dogs do. I don't know what they get a hold of because they go out the doggy door. They get in touch with other neighbors' cats and dogs. So I have no idea how involved the party scene is when it comes to our pets. But what I do know is I'm not sleeping well. Well, I'm not the only one. A YouGov poll, a Yahoo News and YouGov poll, says 25% of us don't even hit the sheets till after midnight. Now, they did a poll of 1,482 adults. They conducted this poll a few weeks ago between March 8th and March 11th. And 25% of Americans do not go to bed until after midnight. 17% said around midnight. 2% said they are in bed by 8 p.m. 3% start the 8 p.m. bedtime ritual and maybe we'll fall asleep by 9, 10. So some of us, I've gotten into bed in the 8 o'clock hour recently because that whole time change really screwed me up. But we might watch TV and, you know, let the dogs and cats play, tire them out. I'll do little shadow dinosaurs, you know, and look like I'm attacking the dog and try to scare the dog with the shadow, you know, picture of look who's he, the dinosaur's coming to, ah, yeah, the dog's like, this is stupid. And so anyway, they say, even though it's been expected that younger generations are more the night owls, we, and, you know, senior citizens are the ones that are in bed by 4 or 5 p.m., 20% of respondents in the 18 to 29 age group report going to bed after midnight compared to 26% of 30 to 44-year-olds, 28% of the middle age, and 24% age 65 and older. So the older individuals are going to bed later. So why is that? Well, okay, those of us who are middle age, we don't think we're old. Okay, we think we're still cool. When I do go out with friends, I always make dinner reservations at 5 or 5:30. I'm sorry, I like to eat early because I don't like to eat before I go to bed. I like to also be able to walk the dog at night, things like that. So, yes, I am eating dinner early. I can't do a 10, 11 o'clock dinner. No way. I just doesn't work well with my metabolism. Won't work. But one is I think a lot of individuals don't necessarily, you know, ascribe to this. I'm old, so I'm going to bed early. But I think a lot of it also is a lot of people have insomnia and have major sleep issues. That I know for me, if I could tell I'm not going to sleep well that night, I might as well still work. I might as well get some of my reports done. I might as well work on the book. I might as well, you know, keep, I'm not going to lie in bed and do nothing. And so you also have in the older adult age group, a lot of us people that don't like to waste time. I like to manage my time well. And we've trained our current generation to do that. Why sit and watch one television show when you could also scan the news? You could also surf the internet. You could also do your online shopping. So while you're watching something on Netflix, you could be doing 2, 3, 4 things at the same time. You could be even on a treadmill doing all of this. And so I just don't, in my DNA, I can't just lie there doing nothing. We're not talking about my honeymoon, okay? Just stop it. Just in general, I can't just, I need to use that time. And so I'm not going to go to bed from 8 to 9 o'clock if I'm not going to be able to sleep. I'm not going to lie there from 9 to 10 o'clock. You also have individuals not getting their sleeping pills as easily as they once used to because they're not going to doctors. They don't have their regular family doctor or internist or medical provider. And telemedicine platforms do not give sleeping aids. So many individuals are like, look, I don't want to go to bed at 9, 10 o'clock and lie there with insomnia. So I'll wait till I am really, really tired. The problem is you need 7 to 9 hours of sleep. So if you're not getting full sleep and you're going to bed after midnight and then you're waking up like I do at 6 a.m., that's not enough. And poor sleep has been, you know, we're going to be talking about our sleeping styles and what health risks link to them. And it's like, for example, if you're a napper, you're at higher risk of diabetes. Now, is it because the nap causes the diabetes or it's because of your habits? You eat late at night, so you have trouble sleeping, or you get acid reflux, or you have to get up and pee in the middle of the night. So you're so tired that you end up then needing to sleep the next day, or you have sleep apnea, you're overweight. You are having, let's say, obstructive sleep apnea or central sleep apnea or other reasons that are obscuring the way you sleep. And those sorts of health issues can put you at higher risk for high blood pressure, diabetes, and then health risks. But I recommend to everybody roughly 7 to 9. It might be different for different folks. But for you, those of you having memory issues, first thing I always ask when you have memory issues is, how is your sleep? If you're not sleeping well or you're using something to artificially help you sleep, you're not going to cement those memories. I see time and time again, people completely lapse in things they should know, but it's because they aren't sleeping well. That's how your heart repairs itself. Lungs, liver, metabolism. You need sleep. So don't be waiting till midnight to go to bed, unless, of course, you wake up at 10 a.m., although I'd really rather see that shift where you're going to bed at 9, 10, waking up at 6, 7. 1-877, Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our fantasy football pocket guide for beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has now signed a law banning kids under the age of 14 from using social media. Now, already Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, most of the social media sites already do have that age limit. You cannot join the social media platform being under age 13. But apparently kids are still getting on social media and they're still doing a lot of the like TikTok, things like that. And so Governor DeSantis, in an effort to protect young kids, has signed this into law. We are expecting some blowback with it, but it does prohibit anybody under the age of 14 from using social media in his state. It prohibits 14 and 15-year-olds from accessing popular online platforms without the consent of a parent. So if you are over 14 or 15, you need parental consent. Under the new law, it's going to take effect January 2025. Social media companies have to delete the existing accounts of any Florida children under the age of 14. If they fail to do so, they could be sued up to $10,000 in damages by the parents or guardians of the child who created the account. Other violations of the law, according to Yahoo News, would leave these social media platforms facing fines of about $50,000, as well as legal costs. So, Governor DeSantis said, we're trying to help parents navigate this very difficult terrain that we have now with raising kids. So proponents of the bill claim it's a necessary response to concerns that some parents that social media platforms are not doing enough to protect kids. Other states, Ohio, Utah, Arkansas, also have enacted similar laws. Now, of course, there are challenges. Net Choice LLC is a coalition of social media platforms. They include Meta, Google X. The industry group has criticized previous attempts to limit social media use. They say it's a violation of one's First Amendment rights. So, you know, kids and social media, this is something I would have never even thought would be a major issue growing up. You know, we would pass notes in class. If I liked a boy, I would send a note, and then the boy would maybe sign the note back. I would, you know, with boys, to make it easier, you know, give them a check the box, yes or no. You know, do you like me, yes or no? And I would make the box yes bigger to make it easier for them to check, and the no box. And I got some yeses back, so it was cool. But, you know, social media, now that parents, and even though there's many of you that have been able to completely bypass that whole world, and congratulations, many families are so entrenched on it. They have group chats. That's how they do their fantasy football league. Their Facebook and Google and Twitter and all that, they've had ways where if you do want to communicate or do something, you do it through the app. So there's many individuals who have accounts that never wanted to. Meta, you know, my son did not really want to have a Facebook account, but Meta or Oculus 2, in order for him to do certain games, he had to sign up through Facebook. He had to get a Meta account or Facebook account. And so these are things that can have some complications because if a child wants to use, if a 13-year-old wants to use Oculus 2, yeah, they're going to have to do it through their parents. Not the biggest tragedy in the world, but we have allowed society to incorporate so much into social media that many things you want to access, you can't if you don't. Let's say you want to shop online. Again, many times you got to go through your Facebook or go through. Now, most young kids don't like Facebook. We aren't seeing a lot of young kids on Facebook. That's for us older folk. We see more young kids like Snapchat, TikTok. They like watching these videos. They like posting videos. But the problem we have is it wasn't that innocent. All right? We have predators on these sites. We have people being sold fentanyl-laced Percocet on these sites. They're figuring out how to get to these kids. And so I don't blame these states for wanting to enact laws. If Facebook and TikTok and, you know, Instagram are not doing enough, then yes, there are going to be then other rules in place. Because these kids, it's not just that they're posting a video of their puppy dog. You know, they're buying things that could kill them. They're being stalked by predators. And the other thing, too, is some of these children also do not understand the ramifications of what they're posting. So they might think it's a good idea to do the eating booger challenge, where you sit there and eat boogers on camera, and then you upload it. Well, do you really want that circulating when you're 22? You know, these kids are singing rap songs. What was it that one girl was singing a rap song in the car? Well, she sang the lyrics as they were in the song, and the lyrics contained words that you don't say. Not supposed to say. And now there's a video of her circulating, of her saying the N-word. And so these kids might not understand the entrapment. They might not understand that some of their actions that they're doing as a kid, and kids do stupid things, can later be solidified for the rest of their lives in memory. You know, you could be bending over at a party and somebody could see, I don't know, you know, the crack of your butt. And somebody else is videotaping that, uploading it. Now here you have, now it's ridiculous. And we've allowed this social media to become so pervasive. I never really wanted to start anything with social media. I was very slow to get on it. And I might have joked around a little bit and did some, but you know, in media, you needed to have a presence. And time again, I was at these meetings going, what does your Instagram look like? What does your Facebook look like? But my Instagram kept getting hacked. I didn't want to go back on Instagram. I didn't want to use a lot of these social media sites. I didn't want to. I didn't want to post pictures of my kids. I didn't want to post pictures of the dog. Sometimes the dog is poo-poo butt. Do I really want to cement that into memory? But with the way things are now, you sometimes can't get a job if you don't have a social media presence. People look for your social media presence. In fact, one of my children says, look, I really don't want to be on social media, but they're advising that we at least have a LinkedIn account because you won't be able to get a job if they can't look you up. This is, you know, your resume used to be enough, and now it's not enough. We need to see your behind the scenes personality. So now there's social media accounts that are very fake, that are very, all right, this is my, you know, another thing too that these kids don't understand are copyright infringements. There are people out there that are making a killing by taking random common pictures of a light post, of a sunset, of something, secretly getting it copywritten without putting the watermark, and then they do a Google image search to see if somebody used their picture. Then they use these lawyers to go after these individuals saying, you used my copyright material. And the person's like, it doesn't say copyright. Where's the what? It's a picture of a lamppost. What are you talking about? And now they're being threatened to be sued. There's a lot of shakedowns going on, and I think many of the courts are throwing these cases out. But unfortunately, a young child might not understand that. And so, one, this does force parents to be more involved. Now, I do think there's a lot of psychological ramifications that kids just get trapped in. You know how many kids get mad at their parents for posting baby pictures of them or young pictures of them that they don't want? See, nowadays, the millennials and the Gen Zs, they capture everything. Like, I don't have a lot of pictures from my kids because they were on digital cameras, and I thought we uploaded it to a computer, and the computer crashed. I don't know where all our baby pictures are. We've lost a lot of them. So the millennials don't want to make the mistakes that a lot of us non-tech-savvy Gen Xers were, and they've documented the gender reveal part of it. They've documented the ultrasound pictures. They've documented it. You know, it's funny. When I was pregnant, and when my family members were pregnant, we were told it's bad luck to take a picture when you're pregnant. If you take a picture when you're pregnant, it could adversely affect the baby because it's like counting your, it's an unborn child. So you're almost taking a picture of something that hasn't been born yet. Now, I thought that was ridiculous because we want to ultrasound. I've seen pregnant women in pictures before, but I remember family members saying, don't take any pictures when you're pregnant. So I have no pictures of me when I was pregnant. Now, in retrospect, maybe that's good because I really wasn't that attractive pregnant. But, you know, we've just done everything differently now where we are trying to document every little bit. How many kids 25 years from now want their circumcision brought up to them, you know, at a job interview? So, you know, I get why these laws are in place. I just don't understand why they have to be if Facebook and Instagram and all of them are supposed to be following their own guidance of users under 13. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Mm-hmm. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. Rescue workers in Baltimore searching for as many as seven people after a container ship hit a support column on the Francis Scott Key Bridge and the entire thing collapsed into the Patapsco River. It's an active search and rescue situation at this point, and the number of missing people could change. Doctors with aid organizations that are in Gaza have described what they call unimaginable situations at European Gaza Hospital because of the Israel-Hamas conflict. An emergency medical team has said that patients are suffering from serious malnutrition and dying from infections at the hospital, which is located near the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill that prohibits children younger than 14 from joining social media in that state. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I found this article kind of fascinating, and it looks at which sleeping habit you have is more dangerous for you. And in this article, scientists at the Penn State's College of Health and Human Development decided to look at the sleep habits of nearly 3,700 participants over the course of a decade. And they divided Americans into four categories on the way they sleep. Those in two of the categories are at least 30% more likely to develop heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and depression. Now, this data comes from the Midlife in the United States study, and they looked at how middle-aged participants rated their own sleep between 2004 and 2014. They wanted to take a look at certain sleeping patterns and if they changed as they aged. And so we have the insomniacs, we have the nappers, we have the good sleepers, and then we have the weekend catch-up sleepers. So the Penn State analysis found that every participant fell into one of four distinct categories. Whether you slept good, you had to catch up on your sleep on the weekends, you had insomnia, or you napped. Good sleepers reported sleeping long, consistent hours, feeling satisfied with their sleep, and alert during the day. And I already hate those people. Yeah, I'm telling you, I did not fall into that category at all. The weekend catch-up sleepers were those individuals who got irregular or shorter sleep during the week, but slept in longer on the weekends. Now, when I was younger, I would be that person because I would get off work at 11, 12 o'clock, have a 6 a.m. class, you know, so I had to kind of, all throughout college and medical school. So by the time you finish your shift and your side work, you didn't get home till after midnight. So I would try and catch up on the weekend, although I would work on the weekend. But many of us younger individuals might fall into that, or some of us may say, you know what, it's the weekend, I'm going to sleep in. Funny thing is now, for me, I don't sleep in. I wake up just naturally at 6, 6:30 on the weekend. I just do. So I get up, I work, because usually there's a lot of early morning patients that call in on telemedicine. They woke up with pink eye or sinus issues or something. And early bird gets the worm, so I don't mind. And then, you know, if I get tired later, I might take a nap. But I don't think I've slept in a long time where I could sleep in till 9 or 10. That would be nice. Over half of participants, though, fell into the two worst sleep categories, insomniacs and nappers. Insomnia sleepers had a hard time falling asleep, got less sleep overall compared to their other cohorts. The quote-unquote insomniacs reported feeling more tired during the day, less happy with their sleep. The final sleep category were the nappers. They were pretty consistent nighttime sleepers, but also needed to take daytime naps. The Penn State team looked at patterns of disease risk based on the sleep groups. They did filter out other things like underlying health conditions, socioeconomic factors, etc., and they found that those people with insomnia had a 28 to 81% higher risk of heart disease, diabetes, and depression compared to good sleepers. Nappers had a 128% increased risk for diabetes compared to good sleepers. And nappers had a 62% increased risk for what they call frailty. So maybe it's because older individuals nap more. So they think maybe the napping frequency increased with age. An older person might not want to stay up from 6 a.m. all the way till 8, 9 at night. They may want to lie down and take a nap. I love naps. I've always loved naps, except as a little kid. And, you know, I think it's because I always have to get up early. I wake up late. So if I'm tired, 2 to 5 p.m. is my rough time. I do not have energy between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. So that's when I like to take a nap if I can. But I don't do it all the time. Now, previous studies have found if you don't get enough sleep, you increase your risk of dementia, increase your risk of stroke, heart attack, liver disease. Another study found that 83% of people with depression also have insomnia. I'm surprised it's only 83%. I think it's even higher. So why is the oversleeping associated with increased risk of diabetes, heart disease, obesity, depression, headaches? That's according to Johns Hopkins University. Well, I don't think the oversleeping causes the diabetes or the heart issues. But what I think is the fact that you're tired and need to take a nap, that underlying process is why you're at higher risk. So if you're tired because you have sleep apnea, we know that sleep apnea puts you at higher risk of heart disease, obesity, dementia, etc. And so if you're not getting good sleep, and then you feel the need to nap. If you have obesity and you have sleep obstructive sleep apnea as a result, then most likely that could be an issue. I know they try to rule out, you know, and try to filter out those other issues, but I don't think you taking a nap, because I don't want people scared to take a nap if they need to. If you're tired and you're just trying to force yourself through it and drive exhausted or make mistakes, it's healthier for you to get the rest you need. If your body is asking you to rest, there's a reason for it. You know, with mono, I don't know if you've ever had mono, I did. You get very tired and weak. I didn't want to sleep all day long, but you feel like you need to. And I was in medical school. I was working, waiting tables. I didn't have time to stop, but I was tired. I was so tired that when I drove home from Reno to Las Vegas, because my mom said my first mono test was negative. I thought it was mono, but the test was negative. So my mom said, you'll come and see my doctor. So I couldn't afford the flight, so I drove down. I remember telling myself, it's okay to close my eyes just a little bit. There's no cars. That's how tired I was, and I was never that tired. Well, why do you get that tired with mono? Well, because when you have mono, your liver could be swollen. Your spleen could be swollen. Your body does not want you playing football. Your body does not want someone running into your stomach. They want you to rest. When you have pneumonia, you get tired. Why? Your body, one, you're not getting enough oxygen, but two, your body wants to heal. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't want you afraid of taking the nap. A nap isn't killing us. The nap isn't what's causing the diabetes. It's the issue behind why you need the nap. And so we have to be very, very careful with these headlines, because I hear people say, I don't want to take a nap. It's dangerous. No, it's not dangerous. If you need to rest, you rest. But we do need to figure out why the hell it is that you have to go to sleep in the middle of the day. Is it because you drink too much caffeine in the morning? So you're getting up. You don't necessarily have the most nutritious breakfast. So you drink coffee, or you're trying to skip breakfast to lose weight. You drink coffee. The caffeine wears out or wears down by 2, 3, 4 in the afternoon, and now you want to sleep. You know, what is it? Is it that you have dogs and cats like I do that wake me up all the time? They say unemployed people and those with less education were more likely to fall into the insomnia category. A previous study from the University of Glasgow said unemployed people tend to get worse sleep than employed people. Now, that's interesting, because you would think employed people are panicking that they have to get up at 6, do the commute, and if somebody's unemployed, they could sleep in. But that's not always the case. If people are stressed about money, if people don't have a purpose, they could be depressed. And so unemployment is a health risk factor. That's why I get so nervous with all these able-bodied people not working and collecting government checks. If you could work, work. It's healthier for you. In fact, when you get a workers' comp injury, you hurt your back, your ankle, things like that, we try to immediately get you back to work, because the longer you're away from work, the slower you are to recover, if at all. So, things to think about. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A new minimally invasive treatment option for prostate cancer shows successful outcomes without the side effects that often come with surgery or radiation. Prostate cancer affects 1 in 8 men in their lifetimes. The success of MRI-guided transurethral ultrasound ablation, TULSA, represents a revolution in whole gland treatment for prostate cancer. Patients now have an alternative treatment option that has a favorable side effect profile compared to surgery, radiation, and thermal therapy. In the TULSA procedure, a small catheter-like device is inserted through the urethra into the prostate, where the tissue is heated, killing the cancer cells while protecting the sensitive nerves around the prostate. Dr. Stephen S. Raymond, Professor of Radiology, Urology, and Surgery at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA.
This image-guided therapy maximizes our ability to kill cancer cells while minimizing collateral damage to the prostate to achieve the ultimate trifecta in prostate cancer treatment, full local cancer control while maintaining urinary continence and potency.
For more information, go to sirmeeting.org, sponsored by Society of Interventional Radiology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So football fans like myself are trying to figure out what's going on here with the new kickoff rule in order to ensure player safety. But NFL owners have voted to do an XFL-inspired kickoff change. So there's going to be multiple changes, I think, this coming season. But one of the biggest change is the way they are going to do our returns while reducing high-speed collisions. The league has spent the past several seasons making kickoff returns less common in hopes of reducing injuries. Data shows that there are significantly higher rates of injuries during the kickoffs compared to other plays. And interestingly, I've noticed this too. I noticed that when there is the kickoff, usually the player catches the ball, doesn't run for it, just keeps it at the level and does. And I think special teams has been getting their butts kicked, that I'm noticing more people are making that play. It's one of the most exciting plays when you have a kickoff return and it ends up being a touchdown. It's fantastic. It's one of the coolest plays. Unfortunately, more injuries. So last season, returns were attempted on less than 22% of all kickoffs. This is according to Sport Radar, down from 80% back in 2010. So what they're doing is taking kickoff rules used from the XFL, tweaking them to use the NFL in this next upcoming season, which to me can't come quick enough. I can't wait for football to come back. The rule is going to be only in play for one season on a trial basis and see how it works. If they like it, then they may renew it the following year. So for a standard kickoff, the ball would be kicked from the 35-yard line with the 10 kick coverage players lined up at the opposing 40 with five on each side of the field. The return team would have at least 9 blockers lined up in the setup zone between the 30 and 35-yard line, with at least 7 of those players touching the 35. There would be up to 2 returners allowed inside the 20. Only the kicker and the 2 returners would be allowed to move until the ball hits the ground or was touched by a returner inside the 20. Any kick that reaches the end zone in the air can be returned, or the receiving team can opt for a touchback and possession at the 30 as opposed to the 25. Any kick that reaches the end zone in the air and goes out of bounds or out of the end zone could also result in a touchback at the 30. If a ball hits a returner on the ground before the end zone and goes into the end zone, a touchback would be at the 20, or the play could be returned. Any kick received in the field of play would have to be returned. Now, under current rules, any touchback, or if any returner calls for fair catch in the field, then the team gets the ball at the 25. So what NFL Competition Committee Chairman Rich McKay said is, this is our chance to keep special games, special teams in the game. Special teams has been a part of the game forever. And if you lose the kickoff, in our mind, you really pretty much eliminated special teams and put it on a punt play. So the proposal needed 24 of 32 votes to pass, and it looks like it did pass. And again, it'll be, you know, based on a year-by-year basis. But, you know, I've seen sports, and my kids playing sports. My son played football. My kids played soccer and baseball and swimming. I'm really mixed with how we move forward with these, you know, with sports. I am very much in support of these leagues figuring out ways to minimize tragedies. Like, look at that hockey player that got slashed in the neck by a skate. I mean, when I see these hockey players fall and people are skating and falling, and some people, I mean, just, it's dangerous stuff. And skates are blades. And so, yeah, we cannot have people die. We cannot have people have severe, health issues and CTE and chronic neck, back pathology because of, you know, just in the interest of sport. On the other end, the sport dies when you limit, you know, the integrity of it, the competition, the fight. Football is very exciting. And we saw what happened with Pro Bowl. Pro Bowl was so bad that people stopped watching, and they actually had to change Pro Bowl. They changed Pro Bowl to teams doing certain competitions of certain skills. And then they had a little bit of a game that they would play. Oh, then they did flag football, I think. And so, yeah, it was cutesy, but people didn't watch it. And so the NFL is just too big to give up. But, you know, why do people, what's the psychology between wanting to watch football or wanting to watch sports? It's our inherent desire for war. It's our inherent desire for combat, our desire for conflict. And one of the reasons why we don't have as many people just beating each other up in public and they go crazy over these sports teams is because that's their outlet. Now, I think, honestly, we all should, you know, be taking martial arts classes and being able to, you know, punch a punching bag and definitely get out our frustrations physically and not while drinking beer, eating nachos and watching a TV. But many individuals, they really want the fight. I mean, that's why the playoffs, that's why the Super Bowl, it's one of the most exciting events. I think some statistics have shown more people watch the Super Bowl than the presidential inauguration. People want to see a fight. You know, it's interesting. The whole Nancy Kerrigan, Tonya Harding thing back in 1994 Olympics. You know, I didn't really watch Olympics. I mean, I thought women's figure skating was nice, but, you know, I'd rather watch football when I was younger. And I was watching that movie, I, Tonya, recently, which looks at Tonya Harding's life and under her account and her ex-husband's account of what happened leading up to the attack on Nancy Kerrigan. It was actually a very well done movie. But one thing that was interesting is I remember asking, and people were wondering why Tonya Harding was able to still compete for the Olympics after all the drama and her possible link to the death threats they were going to do that later ended up turning into the leg, Nancy Kerrigan's leg and her attack, which Tonya Harding apparently was not a part of, according to the movie and according to court documents, but she could have helped prosecution, you know, go after the people who did and all sorts of other sort of logistics with that. But I was thinking, you know, with all that drama, why was she allowed to still be in the Olympics? And in the movie, she said, you think CBS would have let something like that go? You have a ratings of people wanting to see a Nancy Kerrigan, Tonya Harding matchup. And she ended up doing well after the whole skate fiasco and issue she had. There was always drama with Tonya Harding. But, you know, TV and people want ratings. They want the Nancy Kerrigan attack put women's skating back on the map. And people who never watched figure skating watched. Why? Because of a fight. And so that's how people roll. And so I support any of these national leagues figuring out how to protect player safety. But there is going to be a time when the game is going to lose its draw, the more Pro Bowl we make it look. And I don't want people getting hurt. And I think it's ridiculous when you see the type of injuries people get. Absolutely ridiculous. No reason for many of these injuries. But when you try to do, okay, we're just going to pull a flag, we're just going, it's not going to draw on the numbers. So we'll see what happens with this. Hope it works. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's X-T-E-N-D-O-V-I-T-E.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.